meeting that we did last week, and I think we have some few examples here. Who has some of you? What's happening?
Shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints.
serve others, other believers, the Lord will reward you. And Mark chapter 9, verse number 41, he says that, "For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I tell to you, he shall not lose his reward." So little things that you do for the Lord and for his people, you will receive a reward. And also another thing that we can do that will earn a reward is giving to the poor. If you help those helpless, Proverbs 19:17 says, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again." So the Lord will reward you, especially when you help those people who cannot pay you back. So God blesses those who give to someone who cannot give back to them. Another thing that we can do to earn a reward is for working with the Lord from our heart. When you come to church because you love the Lord, when you help others because you love the Lord, you will earn reward. It's because of your motives. And also for sharing the gospel. For sure, this is a very important part of our ministry, to share the gospel. Because it's very important that all of us must understand that without someone that shares to us the gospel, we cannot be here. So all of us are product of mission. All of us are product of the labor of the winners. The Bible says in 2 Romans 10, verse number 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom you have not heard or you have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom you have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You see, and how shall they preach except they be sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." You see, the soul winners are very important. How shall we preach? Or how shall we hear without a preacher? And again, when you do that, the Lord will give you reward for your labor when you go out and tell others about the love of God, about the salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that can earn us reward is for how we handle our speech. Notice in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 36, little thing that we say, every word, every idle word, or idle means useless word, or maybe jokes, you know, sometimes we joke, and sometimes it's vain, there's no use of the word. But we will give account. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." So everything, when we use the word, any word that we say, the Lord will ask us questions about it. Why do you say this word? So in other words, God doesn't want us to waste our words. God doesn't want us to just, you know, say anything that we want to say. So you have to say it with good reason, why you say it. And then another thing is how we handle the trials in life. You get discouraged so soon when you have trials in your life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And I don't think that's recorded in the Bible that can earn a reward. Number 6, it says, "For how I manage what God entrusted to me." So every Christian has been uniquely gifted by God. Each one of us have been given by God's gifts. And it's not all the same, but we all do have that. That's why even our time, even our health, even the ability to speak, even the ability the gift from God. And especially those people who are really, we can say, if it's glory, the gift that they receive from the Lord, they have good voices. So if you allow the Lord to use your gift in singing, this is to the Lord. So I hope that for many Christians in the past, they have gift from God and they use their gifts for the world. If you remember, Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley was a gifted singer, and then he was a Christian, and he was really, he grew up in the church, and he sang in churches, and later on, he stopped singing in the churches, he sang for the world. He used his talent to entertain and use his talents for the world. So your talent should be to the Lord, not for the world. That's why, if you remember the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Bible says, "What know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." So, now we belong to the Lord. Our body is no longer ours. Our talent is no longer ours. Our pleasure is no longer ours. All of that is because the Lord bought us. He made us and He bought us. So, all the things, if we manage what God entrusted to us, and we use this for the glory of the Lord, then we will receive reward. So I will start from there, and then we'll go to the queen. If you turn to page number 7 in your notebook, put page number 7 there, there are questions that you can write and answer if you have a pen with you. Number one, the queen is the judgment seat of Christ is the day when believers will give account to God for their words. Again, the judgment seat of Christ is the day when believers will give an account to God for their words. So now, you have to prove that verse in the Bible, because we in the Bible have to search. We don't say words, we don't say things without basis in the scripture, especially when it comes to the final issues. Why did you think? Why did you come to this church? Why did God wear Sunday? Well, if we have reason that the Bible, we come to church because the Bible said so. In the first day of the week, you know, they come. And then the Bible in Hebrews chapter 10 that not forsaking that we think of ourselves together as the manner of God in. So much more as we see that the day approaching. So we do things with a basis in the scripture. That's why when we have this statement, the judgment of Christ is the day when believers will give an account to God for their words. Why? Where is that in the scripture? So who can give me verse? Who can give me verse?
14:10.
Romans 14:10. That's correct. Romans 14:10 is that thing over that. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So it's in the scripture. Do not judge your brother yet. Do not judge your sisters yet. Wait until the judgment seat of Christ, because that's a final judgment. Do not condemn. Do not condemn now. Oh, I think a cleaner, I know. People will change. If people will not change and then come to them, then the Lord Jesus Christ will reveal His one. So we will shun judgment. Let other people judge them, but we will not judge. Let us wait for the judgment of the Lord. Romans 14:12 also is another reason, another proof. Romans 14:12. But why dost thou judge thy brother? I read it well. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So, everyone, that means, do not worry about other people. worry about yourself, because you will be facing God also yourself. If you judge others, all these are rocking things. We also, you know, are doing the same. We are also doing some bad things. So no one knows, the police doesn't know, the government doesn't know, the judges, the courts don't know. But we know that we have done something that is unright in the sight of God. The fact that we will pray every day, that's also a thing. The fact that we eat our food and not praying, that's a thing. You just take it lightly, but God will take it lightly. You receive blessing and you did not praise the Lord. You did not honor God. That is a thing. In everything that if a man knows what is good and do it is not, to him should be the thing. So you don't give to the poor. That is a thing. We take it lightly. But in the eyes of God, that is a thing. If you grow food, you know, sometimes we in New Zealand, we have a lot of food. Sometimes we grow it. But other parts of the world, they have so much, need, and they cannot eat food properly. They do not have the meals that they need every day. And we are growing, we are wasting. That is the thing. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ when he fed 3,000 people? When he fed 3,000 people out of 5 loaves and 2 loaves and 5 fishes, or the other way around. But with that food that he multiplied, 3,000 men were able to eat out of that small food that the Lord Jesus Christ miraculously multiplied. After all people have eaten and they are full, you know what the Lord Jesus Christ said? Gather the pregnant. Gather the pregnant. Pregnant. Gather the pregnant. I always say that because my pastor will always say pregnant instead of pregnant. So gather the pregnant. So the Lord Jesus Christ is one. He doesn't like wasting. That is why, even though you will become a billionaire, do not waste your money. Do not give it to anyone. And then give it up in labor shop. And then people will get drunk. Some people will die in drinking. So be wise there, because God, you know, He doesn't like wastage. So with that, we have to understand that all of us are sinners. Do not judge. If you see an alcoholic person, do not judge. You know, share the gospel. Help the person. Do not judge. If you see a prostitute, do not judge. Love them and help whatever you can help. If you see, people that are in sin, help them. How can we help them, Pastor? Share the gospel. Show them that there is Christ that can save them. No matter what sin we have done, the Lord can forgive them, because that is why He died on the cross for that sin.
Amen.
He died on the cross for the sin of the world. Bible says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. We have been forgiven by the Lord. Thank God that we have been forgiven. He took away my drinking, He took away my gambling, He took away all those, you know, all those rough music that I memorized in my head. How I was, you know, gripped and advantage of things of the world and things of Satan. I followed the songs and the lyrics there. I write the lyrics of Guns N' Roses. But the Lord took that. Now I can memorize it. And I thank God that I can memorize it now. But for all those years, thank God that He saved me in 1993. You see, God took away my sin. He said, as far as the east was the east over there. As far as the everything is scrubbed away, so far I remove thy sins from you, O thank God. If you can pinpoint where is the point of the east and where is the point of the west, that's very far. And that is how far also God departed our sins from us. In other words, when our sins are separated, then we are forgiven. We are clean. We are blameless. We are righteous. We are holy in the sight of God. That is, you know, the work of Christ. So therefore, no matter how sinful the people are, all we need to do not judge them, but love them and show them the gospel. Anyway, when they die and they do not repent, for sure they will go to hell. But while they're still alive, we have hope. That is why we are here. That is the reason why our church is here. So that this can be a beacon of light. That people who live in darkness, they can find light in the Lord. And through us, because we are the church. The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. But that light of the world that came 2,000 years ago lives in our heart. So therefore the light is enough in us. So we should be the light of the world. That is why we should be light and we should be the salt of the earth. That through us, people in darkness might see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16. Matthew 5, 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And then after they see your good works, the people of Mount Zion, the people of the church, they can see God. We are not, you know, the ones to be seen. It should be God who will be glorified. Not people, you know, be proud of us, but for the Lord Jesus Christ to be magnified. So do not judge. We will stop judging one another. Let us wait until the judgment seat of Christ, because that is the ultimate judgment. There's no other judgment for the Christians but that. Judgment seat of Christ. So number two in our lesson. Number two. The judgment seat of Christ is a day of reward and
disappointment
of believers. For believers. You know you are a believer today? Thank God that you are a believer. But there is perhaps disappointment or hopefully reward for us. So what's the verse? What's the verse that proves this? Where is this in the Bible? Because if you say that to me, Pastor, I will not believe it. If you will say words to me, I will not believe it, unless it is in the Bible. That should be your stand. If I say something, do not believe it until you see it in the scriptures. Because I am here, I'm not making religion, I'm not making law. But we have the law of God in the Word of God. So where is that in the scripture? Who can be answer to that? Where is that in the Bible?
22:12.
Revelation chapter 22, verse number 12. Revelation 22, 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his word shall be. That is the proof that there is indeed this reward that the Lord Jesus Christ will give. And also, there's another verse that proves that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So we will receive reward, or we will receive disappointment. Number three. Our good works will be
revealed
and
rewarded
when we are judged. Oh, the secret things that we have done will be revealed. Everything that we have done in the process will be out in the open. Everything that we whisper in the ear will be proclaimed. And all the angels can hear. And all the people, billions of people can hear. Whatever we whisper in the ear, billions of people can hear. And the words here, Jesus Christ here, our God that we lead, our Lord that we serve, that hear. That's it. Going to be a scary moment, but that is true. Now, where is the verse, Pastor? Where is the verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 11 to 15. Bible says, "For I am a condition to know my name, that God is name, which is Jesus Christ." Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall be clear, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so on by fire. At 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. Therefore, just happy before the time, until the Lord God, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise to God. Again, there is another verse that's not written here. The verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13 and 14. Wow, that's very strong. Verse there. This is here the conclusion of the whole Father. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every word into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And now here you can think, all the things that we have done. If you are a person that really, you know, no one notices your good work, praise the Lord, because you will be rewarded by God for the good works that we have done. But the problem is our secrets, most of them are evil. The good things that we have done in secret will be revealed. And the bad things also will be revealed. But most of our secrets are not good. That is why it is going to be very difficult. Now, so number four. Now this is now your own words. Describe the meaning of 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse number 5. That is your own words. How are you going to deal with this verse? Just knocking before the time. How are you going to do that? What is your understanding in that verse? So You know that that verse is very simple in this. And you have to be aware that we don't have to judge too soon. Do not be too soon to judge other people. The reason being, God will expose them. God will expose all secret deeds of men. That is why we don't have to worry about it. Right, so number five. Page 8 of your notes. Now, let list here five things for which we will be rewarded at the judgment of Christ. Letter A, serving others. So we have that read a while ago in Hebrews chapter 6 and chapter 2 verse Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, and Mark chapter 9, verse number 41. Then letter B, giving to the poor. The verse there is Proverbs 19, verse number 17. God is very rich God. He owns the universe. He owns the gold. He owns the silver. He owns the land. He owns the ocean. He owns the water. He owns the rain. And we pay water. And my bill is so high. My water bill is so high. And my father owns all the water in the ocean. He rained upon us with millions of gallons of water every day. My father owns it. If you pay that like the way we pay our water rate, that's a lot of money. And that is every day to God. Every day he's giving it for free. That is how rich our God is. And he owes. And you know what? He's not a debtor to any. The Lord is not a debtor to anyone. He owes everything. But I will tell you, in order for the Lord to be in debt to you, this is what you need to do. Proverbs 19:17. This is the only way that you can make God a debtor. Listen here. He that has pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. Wow, the Lord will become a lender to you. I mean, you become a lender to the Lord. The Lord will become, will owe something. He that has pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he has given, will he pay him again? You can make God a debtor. Now here, also listed in Luke chapter 14, but we'll go there. In literacy, what's that? Sharing the gospel. That means you have to tell the people what you receive. You receive salvation, share it to the people around. Give people hope, because they do not hope. People do not have hope from heaven. But you have hope from heaven. So share it to people so that they also can share the hope. Share it the gospel. John chapter 4, verse number 36. This should be John chapter 3, verse 4. Okay. And he receiveth wisdom and gathereth fruit and the life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. The person that shares the gospel will receive reward. And the person also that disciples will say, you know, when you be a friend, you need to be a disciple. So that he will learn things of God. So the person that shares the gospel will have his reward. And the other person that explains, you know, Christian life, Christian living, will also have his reward. So when we give, or when we share the gospel, we will have reward. Psalm chapter 126, verse number 5, he that soweth, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, very graciously shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Right, we know this letter D. What's letter D? For how I handle the trials in my life. If you will handle trials properly and, you know, faithful to the Lord, despite all, you will receive the reward. Where's the verse? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold and precious, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You Thank you, Lord, and help my God. Do not cry and do not go wild and do not, you know, throw your plates on the wall. You have to do that. Praise the Lord, Lord. I lost my job, so now you have a word for me now, you have to find me a job. Lord, I cannot pay my rent. So it's time for you now to help me. Lord, my child is sick. It's time for you to heal my child. I'll tell you, praise the Lord, whatever circumstance you have in your life. Can you see the verse in Habakkuk? This is a very beautiful verse. Habakkuk chapter 3, and this verse is 3. He says here, look at this Habakkuk. Although the fig tree shall not fruit, neither shall fruit be the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no wheat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no earth in the soul. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Whether we have money or not. Lord, thank you that, you know, I got caught speeding. Whatever happens, we praise the Lord. And that is the way where the Lord will be glorified. That you don't charge the Lord foolishly. Sometimes many Christians will charge the Lord foolishly. They will say, Lord, I am faithful to you, and this is what I got. Wow. Lord, you are unfair. You know, those people, they do not love you, and they are rich. And why, Lord, Christian people are poor? Why you allow this? You know, people are sick, and why you allow these people to die, and those people who are evil, and they are filthy rich? Sometimes people will charge God like that. They don't understand that sometimes the Lord will allow us to go to trial so that the praise of God will be magnified, so that the praise of the Lord will be exalted, and His name will be exalted. That's what Habakkuk did. All of the big Christians have done. Even though I go bankrupt, even though I cannot eat 3 times a day, even though I cannot find a ministry for my child, whatever happens, I will rejoice in the Lord. That is 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 again. It says, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise. You see the word? Might be found unto praise. That is the real purpose there of Christ. It's not that God is mean. God is not mean. It's not that God is, you know, cruel. God is a loving God. He knows your need. He knows your situation. He knows your travail, the pain that you go through, the hardship. But what you? Poverty in this world is nothing. The Bible says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for them that love Him. You just don't realize what is now God has prepared for us. The Bible shows us gifts of heaven. Gifts, just gifts. And we have not understood the entirety of what God has prepared. But we can see in the gifts that in heaven you will walk the street of gold. Here, gold, you know, if you have a kilo of gold, wow, that would be $70,000. Just a kilo of gold. Wow! If I have, you know, one whole box of gold, I will be very rich. I'll tell you, if you possess gold in heaven, the rest of the people will laugh at you. Because that is the sin. You It's like you're drinking some asphalt from the road, and you're so proud, oh, I have a kilo of asphalt. People will laugh. Oh my goodness. We step on that here. Our way of heaven, you step on that gold. That is why whatever hardship we have in the world is nothing. There is nothing that can compare heaven. That's what God said. Nothing can compare heaven. That is why it is worth loving the Lord despite the hardship, despite the pain, despite the trial. It's worth loving the Lord. Letter E. Last one here. For how I manage what God entrusted to me. If you are so stingy for the Lord's word, if you do not care about the Lord's word, you do not care, you do not share your treasure, I'll tell you, you will regret every dollar that you withheld for the work of the Lord. When you get to heaven, you will regret. There is a song that says, oh, I wonder why I didn't love you from the start. Because when you get there, this world is nothing. Nothing here can compare what Jesus Christ has prepared for us. So if you know, we hold all these things that needed in the ministry, and we hold it, you will get the reward of that. You will get the reward. Now, let's go to the memory verses so that we can finally close this book. The memory verses. Now, what we need to do, just quickly, I hope you have a copy. Who doesn't have a copy? Brother Andre, did you still have that? Okay, give to those individuals. We will have memory verses now. We need pairs. So, you find a pair, just quickly, memorize the verse, and then find it off at the bottom, or on the side of the verse, sign off. Put your name if you are the person that signs off. And then I will get the point of this later on, because as I told you, I have a very beautiful Bible that will be given to the there are 10 of that, so 10 will be maybe those numbers or memory verses that we have done. We will read the Bible after we finish the whole book. Okay? But I don't think you have memorized it. I don't think you are ready. So we will do it as an assignment. But when you memorize the verses, have someone to write their name and sign it. To say that you have memorized it well. Okay? So we will just make it an assignment. So grab a copy of this. The book, Just Listen to Christ. Grab a copy and then fill out the blank there and then memorize the verse and then have someone to sign it off. Alright? So that will be it for our Sunday school. And we will have this week after prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of your word. Thank you for the lesson about the justice of Christ. Oh, what an expectation, Lord, that you have now placed upon our hearts, and to see that you are going to set every one of us to stand before you. And then, Lord, all the things that we have done in our life from the moment that we received the Lord Jesus. From the moment that we got saved until the moment that we die, or the moment that we take it to the rapture, Lord, you will allow us to give an account. And Lord, what a terrible day it is for us who do not love you here in this world. But Lord, what a blessing it is for us also that serve you faithfully. And Lord, I pray that more and more people will come and serve you, because you deserve our service, O God. And Lord, let all of us understand and help us, Lord, to rejoice in whatever circumstance that we have in life. And that, Lord, you will find our work and life here on earth faithful. And that, oh God, you will receive the praise and glory and honor in our life. Bless, Lord, your people once again. Thank you for doing this. And Lord, thank you for this kindness of food. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll take a break for 10 minutes and we'll stop up here. We have some folks.